My name's Rachel Drinkwater. I'm a reception class teacher at Bankside Primary School in Leeds. So in my point of view, quality first teaching is about thorough, rigorous planning. You know where your children are and where they need to get to. You know your objectives, your success steps, your vocabulary. That's the main focus at our school. Vocabulary, key vocabulary. So the EAL children are aware of the new words that they're learning for that lesson. Differentiating, so making sure every child is being covered, from your low SEN children, your middle ability and your higher ability, making sure there's a challenge in place for your higher ability. Also making sure that every child has the chance to have a voice and be a part of the learning. Everybody's involved. So it's lots of hands-on. I know early years definitely is about practical experiences, using real resources and all being a part of it. Never singling out any children. We all think, we all talk to our partners, and then we all share back together. So it's not hands up, there's no bidding. It's about I'm choosing you, because we've all had a chance to share our ideas. That would be my idea of quality first teaching, having a good starter, a really good main activity, and then a plenary, so the children know exactly what they were learning. If the teacher is teaching quality first lessons, then intervention and extra shouldn't need to be put into place a lot of the time. However, there are circumstances where it is necessary. The main thing I'd look at to ensure my teaching and the lesson was quality first is, are the children making progress? Have they all learnt? Have they all understood the learning objective, and have they all achieved it? Also, you need to make sure that every child is being catered for. So you need to make sure you've got strategies in place to cater for your SEN lower ability children, and you've got strategies in place to cater for your higher ability children. That would ensure that your lesson is going to be quality first, if they're all achieving, and making sure that next steps, so you know where the children are going next.
My name's Sarah Rutty, and I'm the head teacher at Bankside Primary School in Leeds. We believe that quality first teaching is a mechanism to ensure that all our children reach their full potential. So the principles of the pitch, the purpose, the use of assessment, the constant reviewing, the use of APP to inform ongoing formative assessment, so that children are also part of that, children know their targets, children can articulate what they understand, that a target is not about what they can do, that actually that learning is about what they can't do. Having staff that know that what's important isn't what they can do, although it's vital they do know what the children have achieved already, but that is merely the first step to getting them on. The most obvious way of assessing the impact of quality first teaching is by looking at the data. So we have a termly evaluation period where the heads of each year group, who are known as cohort assessing pupil progress leaders, CAPS, present their data, which they have analysed in terms of progress, in terms of children who are age-related, and indeed which children we think are being moved forward and supported by quality first teaching, and then which are starting to drift through the net and might need some additional wave two intervention, guided work, and which, and I hope these are few and far between, which might benefit from much, much more core one-to-one wave three provision. And certainly when we look at the data, the quality first teaching seems to be doing the do, which is good because it's much easiest way to support children's needs. And I think in terms of children's emotional and social development, actually having their needs supported in a group of other children rather than stuck out in a corridor, glued to Mrs. Wilkinson, getting one-to-one support, going over the same 14 letter sounds over and over again, is much more effective. So the first way is looking at the data, and the second way is actually asking the children, because the children can tell you what the levels are, they can tell you what the progress is, they can explain to you what they need to do next to get the next bit of the target. So it's something we celebrate in assemblies, we celebrate children's progress and achievement, so they understand that this is all about the process of moving on, they understand that learning needs to be aspirational, that risks are fine. In this school we know that mistake is merely a stepping stone to success, it's a learning moment, it's fine not to know an answer, because if everyone knew all the answers then I wouldn't have a job. It's fine to know that actually feeling a bit uncomfortable is a good way of learning. But of course, we also give them things like success steps, so they also understand that as independent learners, we've given them some good scaffold, some good crampons to hold onto the rock face of what they're about to learn. When we review the data, it is inevitable in any class that some children appear to be getting a bit stuck or decelerating, And I don't actually just mean children who come within, as it were, the context of learning support. I mean more able children who might appear to be coasting. For those children where we feel that Quality First needs a bit of support, then we would put them on a Wave 2 programme, which would be perhaps doing guided work with an identified adult in class, or it might be about a specific intervention like some guided reading support, or it might be working with one of the senior leaders doing some work around handwriting or something like that. In even fewer number of cases, we would look at Wave 3 interventions. So in this school, we run Every Child a Reader, we've done Every Child Counts. We do have specific one-to-one teaching for children over and above the core school hours, which, you know, is a model that works very well. But again, as a head teacher, I really want to reinforce the idea that children who need support in their learning is not some magic that goes in a cupboard with the learning support assistant or the head of special needs. It's about something that everybody in the school is accountable for. And truly, Quality First teaching is a way of reinforcing that method. And the less Wave 3 we do, the less one-to-one, the more successful I feel we're being as a school.